so you can scroll. Hey guys, welcome back. My guest, Alyssa Tombazzi.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, I got it right. That's the hardest part of my day, just so you know. But so you're a personal trainer at the gym I go to, Naples Family Fitness.
Yes.
And we started talking, and you have a great story about how you've become a personal trainer because you were bullied as a child.
Correct.
And I think that's really important because there's so many people out there that are actually facing the same situation, and you've been able to not only overcome that, but you're thriving on it.
Yes.
And I want to know why and how we can help other people as well who have faced this type of situation as a child, or even during the, you know, their adult life. People do it all the time, right?
Yes, it happens. Bullying definitely happens as a child and goes into adulthood if you don't know how to deal with it when you're young. And I found it when I was 16. I started weight training religiously. I was in the gym every day. And slowly, my confidence started to go up.
I'm going to share this on your page, or did you?
I did not yet.
You didn't? Okay, yeah. We're going to share it. We're going to share it on her page, too, because we want to know all your little fans out there to watch it.
Hi, fans.
Yes, yes. All right, there you go.
Okay.
So, yeah, so tell me how, basically, how it happened. What you were going through, and how you fed off of that to turn your life into, you know, for an occupation and a lifestyle of fitness.
It definitely is a lifestyle. I was bullied so bad as a kid to the point where if I hadn't found fitness, I would not be here talking to you today. And I'm very open and honest about that. And I think a lot of people struggle with that, and they keep it very private and they don't want to discuss it because it's a taboo subject or it's something that we just can't be open about. And I've shared my story with a lot of people recently, and they've all suffered from the same types of things. So it's really amazing to hear that. So I was 16 and I was in a gym class, and they made us do weight training for a week. And believe it or not, I sat out in gym all the time.
You didn't go.
I didn't go.
Because you felt so inadequate because
of
the bullying.
Yes.
The insecure from the bullying. Mm-hmm. So tell me, before we get into like more of the story, did you know you were being bullied all the time? Like, or did you just knew that like you hated certain people? How was that?
I never hated anyone. I personally think I'm super easy to get along with. I'm nice. I have my opinions, but I can always put those aside. I knew I was being bullied. I'd have it face to face. I'd have it on social media, which was AIM Instant Messenger back in the day.
Right.
So it was even back then. And I had it behind my back, and I'd hear stories, and I heard it all the time, and I didn't really know how to deal with it. I didn't know how to deal with those people that would say cruel things to me. And when I found fitness, it just built my confidence up slowly.
Was there a pivot point? Was there like one incident that really bothered you that said, okay, I'm done with this. I'm not going to continue to have these feelings. People aren't going to treat me like this.
Yes, I think it was when I was at a fair in my hometown, and I had these jeans on that supposedly made me look fat. And right after that, I got some nasty messages on Instant Messenger saying that I was really fat and they wanted to see my pant size, and it crushed me.
Yeah, I mean, that's, so for anybody to go through that, I think it's awful. I have two kids right now, a 12-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old son, and I see some of the messages between Snapchat and Instagram, and like, it's every other week where I'm like, okay, that app's gone, because I just saw like a message that was completely outrageous and nobody should talk to anybody like that.
It's terrible.
And they do it in group chats.
Yes.
So it's even worse now. Like, I can't imagine any of it being good, but now I think the level of how easily it is spread and how much you can hurt somebody's feelings, and this is not something that happens just in the moment, like this lasted with you still to this day.
Oh yes, I still can go back to those feelings and still feel them, but I know I've overcome it. But
right.
I mean, there's adult bullies, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
I mean, I deal with it every day, and at this point I have thicker skin and I know how to handle it, but I can't tell you how many rumors I've heard about myself in this town that aren't
wow.
true.
Yeah.
And I go back and I'm like, do you believe what you're telling me?
Right. Why is that something? Yeah. The thing that gets me is that why is that the most important thing of their day or life at the time that they have to be so driven to talk about other people?
Because they have nothing else important.
Right.
In their
life. Those are the negative people. You have to just tune those out and tell them goodbye. I'm not interested. You're not part of my life anymore. I have nothing to do with you. You don't exist.
You have to focus on the positive people in your life. And that's the whole reason I'm here is I want to talk about finding an outlet. And it doesn't necessarily have to be fitness. Like, obviously, that's what I preach. That's my lifestyle. But there's so many other things out there. It could be music. It could be art. It could be volunteering with animals. I mean, it could literally be anything that you find is your outlet that separates your mind from that stuff that's negative.
Absolutely. So you were 16. You wore jeans. You thought they looked hot. Someone said that you were fat in the jeans, which is outrageous. But as kids in that age group, I mean, I see it from even when my kids were 10 and they're 12 and 13 now. Mm-hmm. It's going to last all the way, you know, for as long as I'll be a dad having to manage their social media. I mean, hopefully after 18, they're old enough to tell somebody off. But they do have to deal with it. And so you dealt with it in a way where... Was that like, so after that you woke up the next day and you said, you know what, I kind of like working out, or how did it work?
Oh, I instantly fell in love with it because I was, as I mentioned, I was terrible at sports. I have no hand-eye coordination whatsoever. Right. And I'm very honest about that. So as soon as I picked up those weights in that gym, it just, something clicked and I felt at home and I felt like this is where I belong. And it took me a long time to figure out that I wanted to make a career out of it. I went back and forth a lot and wasn't really sure, tried a lot of different careers. But as soon as I did that weight training class in gym, I joined my rec like within a week. And again, I just felt like I was at home. It's just always been my go-to place when I'm feeling down or sad or whatever it is.
So I played baseball in college and I always was driven by like wanting to win, wanting to be the best, wanting to be on the team no matter which level I played on, wanted to start. Yeah, it was very competitive. So did that come, like, you have to have that when you're in the gym. Mm-hmm. You may not have that like killer instinct 24/7, but you have to have like a commitment to want to do this every single day. And 100%. You teach that now based on what you've been through.
Yes, based on everything that I've been through. I like to show people my before and after pictures so they know that, and I have them on my Instagram, so they're all on there, and I show
you. Totally transformed. I mean, you're literally like a picture of fitness right now, and
thank you.
When you were 16, I mean, you weren't in this kind of shape.
No, definitely. I look better today than I did as a teenager.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and you look younger. It's amazing. Like,
take that.
Every day, is it a healthy option? Is it the working out? Tell me like what your regimen is, and then how you how people can find you as well, because they may want to use you as their trainer as well.
Yes, I think it's just a combination of everything. I'm not perfect. I still have a lot of things and goals that I want to accomplish. I don't eat perfect, but I definitely watch what I eat. A lot of dedication in the gym, probably there 5 to 6 days a week. So it's definitely religiously for me. I'm there all the time. And
I want to interrupt because I realized that when we started talking, not only do you work out in the gym as a person and you're a personal trainer, but you also have another job. So anybody who says that they can't do this because they don't have time, right? I mean, you don't need that much time. We talked about it. Even myself, like, I don't have to ride 30, 40 minutes a day on my bike before I go to the gym. I go to the gym for 25 to 40 minutes a day. So I could do everything in 25 minutes if I wanted to.
Oh, yeah. There's no excuses. I'm not a person that listens to excuses because I have a lot on my plate. I'm always doing something. I'm always busy. There's a lot going on. And what's 30 minutes out of your day? It's nothing.
Yeah.
If you set that time, and I teach my clients that, like, I tell them, I'm very honest, if you train with me 2 days a week, you will not see results. It's not realistic. It can't happen. And I put them on a very strict regimen. I'm like, I'm constantly texting and calling them. Hey, did you work out today? What's your diet been like? I'm reviewing their diet. I'm digging deeper than just training them 2 days a week, because that's not going to get them anywhere.
Right. You really want to see results. You push for results, and give them your Instagram handle, because I think that's one of your most popular social medias.
Definitely.
On Instagram. You are.
It's LYSS818 and underscore.
Okay.
So
you can find Alyssa. You can also look at the comments, because we'll put her at in there as well, and that's where they can find you. And you're at Naples Family Fitness.
I am.
So you could ask for Alyssa.
Yes.
And Kelsey, what's going on? Raphael, how are you, buddy? Jen Grant, everybody's on today. Sorry I didn't get to shout out some of the other people. The names were coming up fast, and we're driving and talking, and sometimes the sunlight sees the camera here, so it's hard to read all of them. But thanks, guys, for watching. We're talking today about being bullied at actually all ages, really.
All ages.
Right?
100%.
So when you had those feelings, what did your family say? Did you tell people about them, or how?
Yes, I usually did. I went home crying a lot, I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
And my family was all bullied. They all suffered from the same thing, so it's kind of runs in the family. And they never really taught me how to deal with it. They kind of just, they felt bad. So I think in a way you have to, if you have kids or you have people that are being bullied around you, you need to teach them ways to cope with it, not just feel bad, because that the sympathy doesn't really help that much. It helps a little bit, but you need to teach them skills on how to deal with those people, because they're going to be in your life forever. You're
and
always
so
gonna
what,
have bullies.
Give me a couple good good bit of advice that you do right now, even at your adult age, when you're feeling like somebody's doing that.
Honestly, it's just in the moment. You just have to know how to handle that person in the moment. Sometimes you just have to walk away. Sometimes you have to say something that catches them off guard.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be people that say cruel things to you and have their opinions. Like I said, I hear a lot of rumors about myself come back around.
Right.
And I'll say, "Do you believe that?" And then that's it. And then, yeah. And then they kind of just give me that look, and I'm like, okay. Well, that kind of
right.
answers that
sure.
question.
Yeah, a lot of times they say kind of facing, you know, the fact that, like, I'm not going to be pushed around, right, by you just because you think that you're entitled to do so.
Exactly. And yeah. It's because they're insecure. They have their insecurities.
Absolutely.
So they want to bring
other
people
down. I agree,
100%. And that's what people have to remember. If you are being bullied, remember that those people are very insecure. They're hurting. One of my bullies committed suicide, if that doesn't
wow.
tell you anything. I mean, that's huge right there.
Mm-hmm.
So
of course.
It happens, and they're suffering from things that we don't understand. So a lot of times I go back to that old saying, hurt people hurt people.
That's
and
true.
It sounds really cliche, but it's very true.
It is true. It is true. And you know, it's a topic that I think most of the people out there have faced, I'm sure, whether it's
yes.
someone in their family, themselves, or their kids, or anybody, and it's just really something that I wish you could snap your fingers and put a stop to it, because I have pain when I see my kids, you know, having to deal with these messages, or it's the worst. On Snapchat, they'll do private groups, and then they can't, they're not allowed in that group, or they'll let somebody in the group who they don't want in the group, and they just let them in the group to make fun of them. It's like, why do you guys continue to do this? Like, this is not
it's
healthy
torture.
For anybody.
No, it's torture.
So I feel the pain for all of that as well.
I'm sure.
And it's like, it's almost addictive for the children these days, where if they're not somehow knowing what's going on in all these circles, they feel like, oh, okay, well, I'm left out now.
It's the FOMO. They're missing out. 100%.
It's amazing.
They feel like they have to know everything. Even if they're getting bullied, it almost becomes an addiction. Like, well, what are these people saying about me? And sometimes it's
absolutely.
Better not to know, because
right.
if it's not nice things, you don't need to know it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the phone away. I'll just delete all the apps, and I have it locked up so that she can't get to the app store.
That's the best idea.
Because I just delete that too. They
yes.
can't even use it.
That's
and
the
then
best
she's
idea.
Like, it'll be a few weeks will go by. And she's like, okay, can I have Snapchat back, or can I have Instagram back? And I'll be like, yeah, but if I see another thing on there, mm-hmm. we're gonna have a big problem again. And then it's just gone. So she's like, she understands that, you know, that's. The dad's always watching it, but
that's awesome. You monitor.
I think
it.
That
that's
I'm one of the, you know, the only dads that's really into social media. That these kids, like, they all know that I'm on social media all the time,
yes.
so they'll follow me or whatever. But
beware,
like, I don't
Ryan.
Think their parents know a lot about like what they're doing and how it's affecting them. So
if you're not monitoring it, you're just as guilty as your
yeah.
kids. And I
yeah.
really, I want to say it starts with the parents or the teachers. I mean, where do kids learn bullying from? They learn it from
sure.
the adults that they're around. They don't just randomly start picking on people for no reason.
Right.
They're learning it. So I think it just comes down to being aware of what you're saying when you have children around or have young people that are very, you know, they they pick up, they absorb everything that you say. And you have to be so careful because it definitely comes from the adults. Yeah. 100% think it starts there. If we don't stop that, then it will never stop in schools.
I agree totally about some of these things at school, and the schools, they seem a little clueless. Like, they'll stop, they go after certain situations that to me are so minuscule, and they should focus on like the big picture of the whole scenario, not just like an individual that made a post or somebody who's doing something. Like, they should teach them like nonstop about this instead of, you know, like they kind of harbor on certain just events individually. And I think that sometimes draws more attention because then the curiosity of the kids want to know, well, what did he say? How did he do it? What's going on?
It gives them more ideas.
Right.
It feeds into it. Honestly, there could be teachers that are bullies, and I'm not calling anyone out.
No. The teachers do a great job.
Yes.
But I think the school system needs to develop a way that they can help with this.
They do.
Yeah.
And I think even having people that have, and I think everybody can relate, everyone's been bullied at least once or twice in their life, and if they haven't, they probably weren't aware of it. And I think it would start with people like me and other people that have been bullied going to schools and talking about it openly and telling these kids, like, the words that you say today can affect that person for the rest of their life.
Correct.
It's not going to just be today. That carries over the rest of their life, and it's something that you really have to think carefully about. There's a difference between saying something hurtful and joking around with someone. You could easily just joke around with someone, but you have to know your limits with people, especially when they're extremely sensitive.
That's right.
And some people are, and I'm a lot better now. I was way more sensitive as a child, but like I said, those words carry through and they affect everything you do with your life. Everything.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. It's obviously a topic that still to this day is haunts you, like you're driven by this, and it takes a lot of courage to come on and tell people that I was bullied and I want to change other people's lives. So go see Alyssa, go work out with her. She is super motivated and super talented. She's gonna get you, whip your butts in shape there. I see Charles is on there. He used
hi,
to be
Charles.
At the gym. I know he's moved now, but I want to say hi. What's going on? And Jade, how are you? Guys, listen, this is the Captain's Log. I'll be live tomorrow with Dr. Dollar. We're gonna teach you how to make your brain healthy. Healthy brains, healthy lives. Me and Dr. Dollar tomorrow. Tune in 2:30 live. Thank you for your time. I appreciate
it,
Alyssa.
Captain Brian.
Guys, we're going to be out.